Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Early voting begins today on 17 proposed amendments to the Texas Constitution. One of them, Proposition 3, would let judges deny bail to defendants charged with some of the most serious felonies. State Senator Joan Huffman of Houston is the author of the measure.
This doesn't take away any of the other rights that they would have for a trial, for the state to have to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. It's just reserved for those that would be held pending trial. And I will say that many states have this exact same type of system.
Critics of Proposition 3 argue it would deny the presumption of innocence until proven guilty and worsen overcrowding in jails. To hear more on the other proposed amendments on the ballot, tune in at 5:50 here on News 88.7. Less than 2 weeks ago, the Harris County Tax Office had a backlog of over 21,000 pending voter registration applications. But as News 88.7's Kyle McClinigan reports, that backlog is now down to just 73 applications as of today.
According to the county's tax assessor collector, Annette Ramirez, the backlog was due to an error with the state's new election administration management software.
Our largest hurdle with their system was the waiting for what we call pending state verifications, those files coming back to us, verifying that they're active voters. At its peak, we were pending 29,900 and some change voter registration applications to come back.
The Secretary of State's office says the issue may have been caused in part by Harris County's third-party software provider going out of business. However, the county disputes this. Travis County also experienced a backlog issue and did not use a third-party software. With early voting underway, Harris County residents can use the Tax Assessor Collector's Office website to check their registration. I'm Kyle McClinigan, News 88.7.
Rainbow crosswalks in the Montrose area have officially been removed. Metro reported to City Council member Abby Kamen that equipment was moved in last night and the removal began early this morning. The removal comes at a directive from Governor Greg Abbott. I'm Alexandra Hart.